Across the Amazon basin, river dwellers are trying to stay above rising floodwaters that have killed 44 people and left over 376,000 others homeless. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Experts suspect global warming may be driving wild climate swings that appear to be punishing the Amazon with increasing frequency. Flooding is common in the world's largest remaining tropical wilderness, but this year the waters rose higher and stayed longer than they had in decades, leaving fruit trees entirely submerged and driving anacondas and scorpions to higher ground and closer to humanity as they search for food. The riverbank dwellers are used to the river's rise and fall and time their harvest to coincide with the end of the wet season. But this year, the rains just didn't let up as they usually do in April. In Manicouri, those whose crops were destroyed paddle into the town of 19,000, seeking government handouts of food, medicine, and clothing. Only 4 years ago, the same community suffered an unprecedented drought that ruined crops and left mounds of river fish ashore. Brazil's government has approved $440 million in emergency funding in response to the natural disaster, but those in the worst affected and unreachable areas remain in dire need of assistance. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.